Joining us now, as she does most Mondays, is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Having listened to David Wellness' story, if Democrats are rallying behind the president on health care, does that mean that a bill will, in fact, pass?
Probably. The fact that the president's out fighting for it is good for both inside politics in the Congress and outside politics with the public. But the main thing getting the Democratic congressional attention is the elections next year and real fear of losing the House of Representatives. President Obama raised that fear again when he appeared on CBS last night. He said some Republicans are opposing any bill because they think they can replay 1994, the year the Democrats lost the House after 2 years of the Clinton presidency. Let's listen.
Young president comes in, proposes health care, it crashes and burns, and then the Republicans use that to win back the House in the subsequent election. And I think there's some people who are dusting off that playbook.
Now, that playbook tells some Democrats to be worried about doing anything at all on health care, but tells most of them that the most important thing is to just get something done, almost anything done, that the worst thing is to look ineffectual, unable to do anything. And that's the best thing the president has going for him, plus his own likability. We have a new ABC poll out this morning that shows almost two-thirds of the public have a favorable opinion of the president, 40% a very favorable opinion. And as President Reagan taught us, that goes a long way even when people disapprove of the job a president's doing or the policies he pursues. This same poll shows that those are, in fact, problems for this president.
That poll shows that the public is, though, at best evenly divided on remaking health care, with some key groups adamantly opposed.
Well, that's right, particularly seniors, and that is a very key group. And that's true. Passing a bill that people hate could definitely be worse than passing no bill at all, which is why, you know, there's all this endless talk about a public option. 15 moderate Democrats in the Senate, which is a large number, went to the White House last week to make the case for massive changes for what's been proposed by House Democrats. And those moderates come from states with lots of Republicans, where the presidential approval rating has dropped 30% since he became president, and southern states where whites never voted for the president, over about 15% of the whites. So, you know, all this discussion that Democrats should just ram something through and not worry about 60 votes. Right now in the Senate, Democrats don't have 50 votes to pass something. And so they, you know, that's what they were making clear to the president. But if you drop the public option, the support rises, and that's why it looks like it's gone. Of course, there's some Republicans who will oppose anything because they think it's important to defeat the bill.
Okay, Cokie, another shoe might drop on the Republican who stirred up the most controversy this past week. Congressman Joe Wilson of South Carolina shouted out, "You lie," during the president's speech. Now, House Democrats are reportedly bringing up a resolution of disapproval this week. Is that a wise way to go for the Democrats?
Depends on the Democrats. Again, some think that it's turning him into a hero. Others think that he is godsent because he represents incivility in politics. Look, what we're seeing is the number of independents is the highest since ABC started polling 28 years ago. It shows you that voters are feeling a pox on both your houses.
NPR's Cokie Roberts, thanks very much. Cokie joins us most Mondays.